On AM and Stereo FM, it's just a little bit after 11 o'clock today. Looking at the weather forecast for the Midlands area, scattered showers with sunny intervals, maximum temperatures today of 68 degrees Fahrenheit, amazingly enough. And it's almost time for the Anorak's programme, so stay right where you are this morning.
This week's Sunday World, the complete holiday guide on how to play it safe this summer. What to do about insect bites, sunburn, broken bones, minor cuts, and all the usual afflictions that plague family life. It's a report every parent will want to read. Sunday World, we go inside the twilight worlds of the gay men and lesbian women in Ireland. Sunday World, meet the new girl in Teddy Kennedy's life who looks just like ex-wife Joan. Sunday World, the Waterford girl still missing after 5 years. Sunday World, tempt yourself with summer spotty fashions. Sunday World, see Garbadick again, the controversial colour cartoon the nation is talking about. Sunday World, Dr. Ruth's advice about herpes. She has a few words on foreplay. Sunday World, Bananarama is your colour pop pin-up. Sunday
World. Mullingar Shamrock's barbecue is being held in Cullions, Sunday night, August the 3rd. It'll feature Captain West with the Radio West Roadshow and live music at the bonfire, commencing at 11 p.m. and going until 3 p.m. It's going to be a great night. Don't miss it.
Due to the bank holiday, Granite Farmers Mart will be buying lambs to weigh live on Tuesday morning the 5th from 8 till 11.30. Highest prices will be paid and payment will be on the day.
Phil Hilton.
Yeah.
6 minutes past seven, and a very good morning to you on this Sunday, the 3rd of August. It's now time to check out some of the week's news in the radio world, both in Ireland, the UK, and indeed Europe. My name's Phil Hilton, and a very good morning to you. First of all, before we start off, I'll just say hi to a couple of people. That's Kathy Neely and Kim Birmingham, who are holidaying over here from America at the moment. So hopefully you're enjoying your stay, girls, over here in Ireland. And that telephone call comes in from Jer, who wishes you a very good day over there in Urquhart, listening today. 6 minutes past 11 in Urquhart at the moment, and on to some of the main news of this week. Had a lot of reaction from the ghost of Nova, the Phantom, strikes yet again, and we've got a few bits and pieces from people who've written in to say about their opinions on the Phantom, and also one or two clues of people's identity as well, which we should be probably divulging later on in true fashion of this programme. A bit of news from the Weekly Report this week. So the Ghost of Nova returns, which, of course, you all know most about it, I'm sure, about the breaking over on 819 kilohertz onto Q102 at one evening last week, which was a Monday. Last Monday, of course, a week last Monday. A second call to ask people over there in Blackpool actually what happened was an actual fact that somebody was breaking into the link and playing Nova jingles and also promos for Anorex UK, which wasn't a very nice thing to do. And bits and pieces have gone on since then, and people have changed, and one or two people have been sort of suspected of doing things, and that's about all I can say without going into too much detail, which we should be discussing a little later on. On the subject of breaking into links and that kind of thing, I had a rather interesting listen on Wednesday evening last on the breakfast program, a Wednesday and Thursday last week, between the hours of 7:15 in the morning and also to 9:30 it was, when tuning into Energy 103 on FM, 103 FM of course, found RTE2 instead, which I thought, now this is very interesting, because listening to Energy 103 in the mornings often is. And there we go, there was RTE2. Now, whether it was actually themselves interfering with the microwave link, because Energy 103 have a microwave link up to the FM site, and then it's the FM signal carries the signal to the medium wave site, where it's currently rebroadcast that way. So anybody listening on FM and interfering would have to be interfering with the microwave link, which is very interesting, tuning into RTE2 on 103 FM. Now, I don't know what the explanation is for this. We'd be grateful for any feedback from this, of course. If anybody has any ideas or indeed any reasons for why this could be happening, or whether it is indeed something to do with the Phantom, who may be rebroadcasting something on the microwave link, or whether it was something to do with RTE themselves, we shall wait and see. But that's something interesting that happened last week on 103 FM. On the subject of energy, Tony Allen returned on programme, sounding very well as well, on Wednesday and Thursday last, joined the night between around about 7 and midnight. That's a great programme, as we heard. And nice to see him back on True Fashion again, currently leading the station, without doubt, in Dublin at the moment, which is Energy 103. Moving down into the country once again, just running through some of the main points of the news this week. NWCR, Northwest Community Radio from Buncrana in County Donegal this week, is having a few problems with harmonics and that kind of thing. In fact, I shall just sift through my mail and read you a letter that arrived hand-posted through the door sometime either yesterday or indeed this morning. Comes from a gentleman called Derek... What's the name? Derek Lynch, thank you very much for your cue cards. It's written in a kind of cue card formation on these cards that came through the door. It says, Northwest Community Radio, Buncrana, County Donegal, on 1488 kHz AM. I'm not heard here, but producing spurious harmonics on 4464 kHz, which is three times the frequency of 1488. If you want to get the old pen and pencil out and paper and do a bit of calculations there, you can work out that 1488 kilohertz, which is in actual fact the frequency they broadcast on, multiply that by 3, you get 4464 kilohertz. And that was reported by John Campbell on the Radio Netherlands Media Network DX program. And quite interesting as well, so obviously not tuned too well for Northwest Community Radio at the moment in Donegal. Check out the 4464 kilohertz, actually, if you've got a set that'll go up that high, and see what will happen about that, see how far the actual harmonic is going. Very interesting. Actually, Derek writes from 5 Ballinderry Mullingar, so he hasn't managed to log the harmonic here, but I no doubt some people will be doing around about the northern end of Ireland, and of course, depending on how far the harmonic goes, depending on conditions and that kind of thing, it may even get further. Breffni Radio, on the programme last Sunday, Derek reported that Breffni Radio was heard overseas on a harmonic. That's 2340 kilohertz. That's twice times 1170 kilohertz, which is the frequency they broadcast on. This problem apparently has now been resolved, and 2340 kilohertz is no longer heard. Actually, it'd be interesting to know if 1170 is any better now that they've got rid of the harmonic on 2340, because when you think about it, all that power going into two frequencies will now be twice as better when it goes into just one. So that's Breffni Radio have now cured their harmonic problems on 2340 kilohertz.
Am I looking at a ghost, or is it you?
It is me this week. Come on, I don't look that bad, surely.
We'll have to play camouflage later on for that man, don't we? He's the ghost. Right, the latest news on the radio scene here in the Midlands is that the new radio station, Candy Radio, which we've been talking about this long time, is eventually on the air on 1386 on medium wave, and they are announcing 98 on the FM band. So that's something of interest.
Actually calling it Candy Radio as well, are they?
What?
They're actually calling it
Candy
Radio.
They're actually calling it Candy Radio. And down in Longford, actually, during the week, I monitored things down there. 1071 kilohertz, which is radio station broadcasting from Ballinamuck, which I discovered just this morning. Sounding actually quite well. Signal is very, very strong. And the quality of the music and that sort of thing was quite good. Their interplaying was, say, mostly country and western. Until I flicked over to the FM band. And lo and behold, there's somebody, I think, operating on 96 or 99 or thereabouts. Now, obviously, these people think because they're on 99, they must go out 99 times on the band, which is an actual fact. They, right around Longford, no matter where I went to Longford, I could get this other station at least 20 times on the band, loud and clear. In actual fact, some of them had stereo lights, so obviously they are in stereo, or else it's a pilot tone, whatever the case might be. And Pat Callahan, good morning to you, Pat, from Ballinasloe, is the man, in actual fact, that sent us on the news on Candy Radio, if I'm right on that. And perhaps Pat should give us a ring here this morning and let us know exactly what's happening down in Ballinasloe. What line is there, Phil? Is it 41694 or what?
It is, as far as
I know. 41694, Pat Callahan, if you're listening out there in Ballinasloe. Put an 044 in front of that, and he can ring us up and let us know what's happening in Ballinasloe.
Is, what's his name phoning us? Paddy Shure phoning us today?
Paddy Shure should be phoning us today. I think, in actual fact, we'll switch that line to 42104. Because it'll... No, we'll leave it, 41694, so it'll save me.
Using the situation.
Because I usually get lost in the switchboard anyway. I usually make a mess of things. I did a few Sundays ago.
We'll leave well alone, I think.
So Paddy Shure is ringing us today. I think he'd be ringing us around 11:30. Paddy was trying to get through to us last Sunday. And
I was listening, you know,
You're listening in.
I was listening. I was making a recording, actually, for you.
Do you see what that fella said about me fumbling? Where did I get a hold of that fella's throat in, in Anorax, UK?
Oh. Ah, well.
But anyway, I'm sure his English is probably bad. It's a mistake.
Captain West fumblings.
Yes. That's a doubt.
Right.
Longford, very, very disappointed with the situation down there. Obviously, a man had plenty of poke on the FM band, but he was really sounding... he was all over the place. There's no doubt about it.
What's the station called?
I don't know. I was in Longford for, say, about 20 minutes, and during that 20 minutes, I was doing a little bit of work, so I had to get in and out of the van, as to say. And news of ourselves here, yes, we have our new FM transmitter installed in Navan, which we'll be announcing probably next week, on 98.8.
Oh, it's moved, isn't it?
Well, 98.75. It will read out 98.8 if you have just to one decimal place on your digital readout, right? So, in other words, it's 98.756 or thereabouts. So, it'll read it.
Too much detail. What's the Athlone transmitter on FM at the moment?
The Athlone transmitter is stable as a rock, and actual fact is going quite well.
What frequency?
98.5.
Oh, that's on 98.5, is it? Yeah. No, I was getting the two.
And 98.8 is Navan.
Is Navan, right.
And 99.2 is Tullamore. And we are in the process of looking for a site in Kildare. And if things are looking well for the Christmas in actual fact, we're thinking of maybe installing our big FM in Dublin. Whether it happens or not, it's another thing. There is one chap I'm on the lookout for this morning, and that is a chap in London who goes by the name of Chris. I don't know what his second name is, I just know it's Chris. So perhaps some of our English friends this morning listening in could give me the rest of his name, or there'd be a phone number, drop us a line here during the week. Radio West, Mullingar, County West, Meath. That's looking for a fella by the name of Chris. He's a bit of gear belonged to me. And that's all I have belonged to him. Chris.
Right,
back to you.
Okay, well, I've a letter in from Cox's line, I think it says here. Balahadreen in County Roscommon says, dear Sean and Phil, just a few lines to say I listen to your show each Sunday and enjoy it very much. Thank you very much indeed. And a letter comes in from Brendan O'Connor. Thanks very much for your letter, Brendan. And it says the local station here is Midwest Radio in Ballyhornis on 225 metres medium wave, 97.45 FM. It was broadcast from 10 a.m. till 7 p.m. each day. And there was a station in, Blair Morris, I think, called Happy Radio on 3 FM frequencies, and they were testing on AM when they suddenly went off air. And Brendan phoned them up, and they were very cagey and said that the AM was giving them a few problems. And that was 2 months ago, and he'd not heard them since. Actually, if anybody wants to give them a ring, 094-716-33, give them a ring and ask them why they've not come back on. Maybe they'll tell you.
Radio West wants to know.
Actually, Bender goes on to say he was down in Waterford, and Radio West is coming in loud and clear on 765 kHz, and up here in Balahadreen, the Athlone relay can be heard quite clearly as well. ERI is back on AM and FM, according to Brendan as well, as strong as ever, and gives us an enclosed list of some of the stations that he's picked up. ERI on 1305 kHz and one on 97.6 FM, so it would sound like they're back on both medium wave and FM, as well as all the Sunshine, Nova Cavern.
Yeah, I must try 97.6 at night sometime with me, big high gain area. I'll see what I can pull in.
Might be dependent on the weather as well, if you
It would, yes, definitely.
That kind of thing.
If we take a trip down to Sleep Lone sometime and...
That'd be a good idea, yeah.
Bring your aerial with you.
You want to bring that high gain and put it on the top of the van or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think we'll be working quite well. Plenty of news on the Galway scene. I don't know if people know this, but we've had nearly every one of WLS staff applying for jobs here in Radio West, and we've taken on a few people which we're quite pleased with. So we've plenty of news on the Galway scene, and things down there just seem to be ticking over as such, and not a lot of excitement going on in the Galway scene. WLS is just about there. There was a station called Emerald Radio, it's closed down, and as you know, Atlantic Sound is gone. They just seem to be there. That's Mr. York and Don Stevens, isn't that right?
One of them's there these days, because one of them went down to WBEN, didn't he? I think he's still there.
Yeah.
So there's I think the station's more or less falling apart in Galway, really.
Yeah.
Well, incidentally, I was talking to Mike about it, our new DJ, about WLS. So I said, why not come on the Anorak's program next week, and he said, give us a bit of a chat about WLS and while things go on over there.
The only thing about it is he worked the station, so the sort of things he'd be telling us about might be too personal.
We don't want
to get that far.
There's no excuse.
I'm not that way inclined, you know.
Not where it does. There's enough of that.
Good morning to Henny Eddie this morning. How are you, sir? And good morning to Bob Gallico. Bob, with loads of replies to that quiz we ran last Sunday. And we'll be sending them... Oh, no. The agreement was we'll pick a winner today, so I'll have to go into the office and find out where all this post is kept. And we'll be reading out a winner later on the programme, possibly around 11:45. We also say hello and good morning to a few people I met the other night. In actual fact, this seems to be the only program they're listening to, because I don't listen to radio at all, but they're on a trip every Sunday morning, whether it's going to church or whatever. And that is to the Dillons in Rathangan. All the Dillons. And especially to Burr Dillon, I think it is. And the rest of the gang. Forgetting the name. No, not Bob Dillon, no. They've a pub in Rathangan in County Kildare. Also to Tansy, Kenny. In County Kildare. He was listening in to us last Sunday as well. And said hello, good morning to you. And also to a little man down in Tullamore Electric Diesel. Yes. Murray, we say good morning to you, sir.
Indeed.
Normally listens in.
You're very lively this morning, I must say. You're blowing my ears off here. I can shout it at me down the microphone.
Yes, they say I changed impedance on the mixers and all sorts of things. So that's why you're getting... There's loads of poke, actually, on the mixer.
There is indeed,
quite
low. I can hear it.
Mm. We are installing new equipment, in case you didn't know.
Oh, here we go.
We were away in holidays. All sorts of things happened here.
Aye, well.
So it's...
Right, 21 minutes past 11, a letter in from 382 Balcurris Road, Ballymun, Dublin, from our friends Jane and Joe Ross. Thanks very much for the letter. And it says, we listened to the show last week with Bob and Sean, said it was very good. And I would like to thank Bob, of course, for filling in for me while I was on holiday. Great stuff. News from Dublin is Energy 103 with a full-page advertisement in the Health and Beauty magazine, which also has a new newsreader. And... the advertisement is very good and very well thought out, which features all photographs of the DJs, so what time they're on, circled round the new Energy logo, Dublin's hit station, Energy 103, 738 and 103 FM, giving the address and phone numbers and also photographs of the newsreader and one or two other people as well, like Rick Dees. Great stuff. And well thought out advertisement, that, coming from Health and Beauty magazine this week. If you're ever around magazine shop, then why not pick it up and have a look at it for yourselves? Great stuff. It's also be featured on the back page of this week's weekly report, I'm reliably informed as well, so that should be quite good to look at if you don't get a chance to see the magazine. So thanks very much for the letter, Jane and Joe, who also sent us in an entry to the competition, which will be put into the hat along with the rest of the millions of letters that we've had in this week. And also, once again, I know I'm recording a tape for you, Jane and Joe, at the moment, so now I've got back into the swing of things after being on holiday, I can send it off to you in the next few days. So there we go, just to let you know that everything's been organised. It's 22 minutes past 11 and we shall be back with some more news and music in just a second.
For the Radio West 1987 Calendar Girl is now building up. Now is your chance to be that special girl in the Radio West staff in 1987. We want you for promotion, public relations, and modeling contracts for client companies. So get your folders in now with the telephone number for us to get in touch. Don't forget, if you're not in, you can't win.
The new Montague Hotel, Emo Portlaoise. Make the new Montague Hotel, Emo Portlaoise a must for your holiday or business visits to the Midlands. The new Montague Hotel is situated on the Dublin, Cork, Limerick Road, just 5 miles from Portlaoise. The marvellous atmosphere, friendly and efficient staff will ensure that your wedding reception, trade exhibition, conference or holiday stay will be both economical and enjoyable. For reservations, ring 0502 26154. That's 0502 26154. The new Montague Hotel, Emo Portlaoise.
And the Montague is now the Midland's leading Grade A hotel. If you're looking for broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP in England.
Snow Cream Dairies of Moat. Fresh milk daily, available in our new handy litre cartons. Snow Cream is now available in the local shops and supermarkets in your area. So housewives, when shopping, be sure to avail of our new handy 1 litre cartons. Support your local dairy supplier with a Snow Cream brand and make it a Snow Cream good day. Galvin's Menswear, Oliver Plunkett Street in Mullingar, wish to announce that their special discount fortnight is now on until Saturday the 16th of August. Huge reductions on selected suits, with sizes ranging from 36 to 50. Special summer discounts on young men's fashion suits and jackets. Also, special discounts on selected jeans, casual shirts, slacks, knitwear, casual jackets, and much more. Galvin's Menswear, Oliver Plunkett Street in Mullingar.
And welcome back at 25 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's Sunday, August the 3rd today, and rather nice sunny day in Mullingar today, so I hope it's nice and sort of summery wherever you're listening this morning. A very good morning to you all. A letter in from Paul Barrett of 6 Mountjoy Parade, North Circular Road, Dublin 1, says... Hi, hope things are going well with you. Thanks very much for your letter, Paul. And it gives us some information about a new station off and running in Dublin at the moment, 97.2 FM. It's called WABC Radio. And apparently in the next few weeks, 106.6 FM is planned with an increase in power, although only in pilot tone stereo, which is the light lights up, but it's kind of not there, you know, but it's great stuff anyway. The lineup for the time being is as follows, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. I presume this is a Sunday. WABC, music, news, free radio information, etc. 10:30 a.m., I think it's 4IFR, free radio relay from New Zealand. 11 o'clock a.m., Radio West FRC, so good morning to everybody listening care of WABC this morning. 12 o'clock, West Side Radio Shortwave, they're rebroadcasting that on 6280, from 6280 kilohertz. 10 past 3 in the afternoon, WABC once again, and closing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's WABC Radio, opened on the 24th of the 7th, 8th this year, and sorting out a few problems until they go on the air on Sunday the 27th. So that means last week, probably, wasn't it? We hope to extend the programme, but obviously everybody has a lot of kind of commitments at the moment, so hopefully they should be organising things to be a bit better in the next few weeks. No callers, please, to the address and of Six Mountjoy Parade. And if you do want to get a copy of Paul's latest magazine called Airwaves, then drop him a line for an SAE and he'll send you all the details about that. So thanks very much for that. And thank you indeed for the tape Paul sent me as well. It's great stuff.
Now, right, the winner to the quiz, in actual fact, I found all the letters in the office.
Lovely.
And believe it or not, the way I tell it is, I just took the top one. Okay, and here's the winner, and believe it or not, he's from Mullingar. So, Bob Gallico, if you're listening up there, here's the address to take down. The winner is Thomas Salmon, S-A-L-M-O-N. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Johnstown, Collinstown, Mullingar, County Westmeath. And the answer, of course, was Kieran Murray, Jim Agnew,
Agnew,
and Eddie. He got them all right, didn't he? Right, once again, Bob Gallico, if you're listening in there, Thomas Salmon, Johnstown, Collinstown, Mullingar is the winner of the tape. So we'll be receiving that, John, from Bob Gallico during the week. And thanks very much for replying to the quiz.
Lovely, we had a good response to that.
All together in Collinstown.
Great. Now then, a letter from one of my partners in crime from Southport, 56 Windsor Road. It's from Stan Jones, a gentleman who you've met.
I'm going to spell off for about 5 minutes, okay?
Rightio.
And when I come back, Paddy Shure, if you're listening in, he's going to ring us today.
Oh, is he?
Paddy, leave your phone call for about 10 minutes, and I'll be back in, because I'll be needed to organise it, right?
Right.
So I'll bell away now for about 5-7 minutes.
Okay, see you later on then.
I think the kettle is boiled.
Oh, well, I'll have two sugars in mine, thank you. Right, it says, thank you, Stan, for your letter. It says, hi to Bob, if you're listening, and also to Sean, and etc., etc. Gives us an answer to the quiz, which was, of course, Kieran Murray, Jim Agnew, and Eddie Caffrey. Now, there we go. Somebody using the real name there, really, when you think about it. Which, well, Stan says, I think anybody calling him Eddie should be disallowed, as this is only his nickname. We shan't split hairs, can we? Stan's getting a bit worried, actually, because the Q102 jammer, when you mention it, dipoles and bicycles tend to go together where Stan's concerned, and although he's got a good alibi, I'm sure. And there's comments about Don Allen in the bath and everything in this letter, so I shan't go in to read it all for you, but good morning, Don, if you're listening there, sir, over there in Cavan. And Stan gives us some information about TV relays as well, which is quite interesting, which I'll leave for Sean to read out in just a few moments. And he also says, between 11 and 12 on Sunday, they're getting a lot of highly specialised audience, which is a good comment about advertising, which I shall bring up with Sean as well in just a few moments. So good morning to Stan Jones there in Southport. And also, hello to Simon as well, actually, if you're listening. Just back from holidays in Israel, so no doubt sporting a real good tan and a few Voice of Peace recordings as well, which I look forward to hearing. Right, it's 11:30. Thanks very much for that, Stan. Sorry I didn't win the competition, but I'm afraid it didn't have anything to do with himself. I was quite remaining impartial on everything to do with that, so a very good morning to you all. Moving on with a few more letters here. A Sherbrooke, I think it is, Mount Venus Road, Dublin 16. This is Dear Foyle and Sean. I'm a Dublin anorak and also a jingle and sticker collector. I'm very grateful if you could send me some bits and pieces, so I will do. listens to the programme on 765 kilohertz, and also gives us some information about a new station on 91.9 in Dublin that has been heard. Not sure what the name is. Apparently it may be called Stereo 91.9, although it's not a real stereo, just another pilot tone seem to be cropping up a lot these days. A very loud big hiss sounds to me a bit like another BR pirate, which, if you've ever heard the terminology before, somebody who operates from their bedroom. Well, there we go, we shall leave that one and see if anything develops from it. Radio Caroline Dublin have been testing on 98.5 with a good signal, and that's all the news that Mike has for us today. Mike Ormond listening in today. Ah, apparently the station on 91.9 is Wonderland Radio, so that's interesting. I wonder if Brian knows anything about that. Good morning to you, sir, listening over in Dublin this morning, no doubt. And thank you very much, Mike Ormond, for your letter from Mount Venus Road, Dublin 16. 29 minutes away from 12 now, and looking at some of the main news once again. Band scan, care of Anorak's UK, comes in from Paul Kelly, and Paul listens in Ennis at the moment. And some of the things that he's picked up down there: Kiss FM on 94.8, this is all FM stations. The Munster Broadcasting Company, 95.2 in stereo. North Cork Local Radio on 95.5. ERI on 96.9. City Centre Radio on 97.3. Boyneside Radio on 98.1. The West Tullamore Relay on 99.3. City Centre Radio once again, 99.6. Boyneside Radio on 100.1. Sunshine Radio on 100.5. And West Coast Radio, which is actually down in Ennis itself, on 102 megahertz. And they've been moving around a bit, apparently, just lately, from one frequency to another, but hopefully now they've settled down on 102 megahertz in the FM band. So if you're ever out there in Ennis, down in County Clare, then why not pick them up and give a listen to the station down there. West Coast Radio sounds very good indeed. Boyneside Radio on 1233 kilohertz and 101 FM seem to be having a few problems with that. Maybe Eddie could enlighten us sometime about that. I have noticed their FM going on and off a few times during the week, so apparently Barry tells me that the medium wave has been affected as well. So there's a bit of news from that part of the world this morning. We shall say good morning to everybody operating on Boyneside Radio today, and indeed the shortwave station that you all run down there as well. Its name escapes me at the moment. Now then, one or two more letters here this morning. Fumbling through the postbag from Mullingar, dated 24th of the 7th. Earnside Radio has all-night music apparently now. Seems to be catching this thing since we started putting tapes out at night. Then Cavan did it, and now Earnside Radio are doing it. Has all-night music from 12 till 8 in the morning. What have we got here now? What's the gentleman writing, first of all? Darren Nelson. Hang on, there's no name on the end of this letter. Great, thank you very much, whoever wrote that to me. That's great. Why don't you put your name on the end of it? This is for DX Show, Sunday 27th of the 7th. So this is obviously one of the letters that has been left for me while I've been on holiday. So I'll just give you some of the information that's written down. Longford Community Radio, which used to be on only every second and third day, is now on every day between 8 and 12 midnight. And of course, if you were listening a bit earlier in the programme, you would have had some information about that anyway, about the current situation in Longford. Breffni Radio went off 290 metres medium wave and 95.6 on the 22nd of June and had returned yet, so that's going back a bit further to June there. They had some problems, hopefully they've sorted themselves out these days. So thanks very much. The anonymous gentleman concerned, I can't seem to make out any name at all down the bottom of the letter, so there we go. Whoever you are listening in Mullingar today, thanks very much for the letter, and hope you can write in again with some more news. We got some great information and loads more letters to carry on with. It's 25 minutes away from 12, and we shall take a break for music this time on this Sunday morning. Hopefully it's a nice day wherever you are, and here's a nice song now, Brian Adams, Straight from the Heart.
Who's to say that we've
That's called Straight from the Heart at 22 minutes away from 12. A very good Sunday morning to you. And it's the Anorex program, of course, every week between now and 12 o'clock with Phil Hilton and Captain West this morning. On my own for a few minutes, actually, while the captain is busy round at the moment. But a letter in from Thomas Colgan of 101 Cromwell's Fort Road, I think it is, in Dublin. It says to Sean and Phil, the three personalities on Radio Rainbow International were Heady Eddie, Jim Agnew and Kieran Murray. So thanks very much for entering into the competition. And what's the name of the gentleman who... Thomas Colgan, who writes in and says he's on holidays in Arklow at the moment, and the stations that are receivable down that neck of the woods are RTE's, FM's, ACR, which is Arklow Community Radio, and ACR broadcasts on 99.2 FM in stereo. It also has harmonics all over the place. This is a familiar thing, isn't it? 88, 88.2, 88.3, 87.6, 98, 100.1, 96.5, and 103.1. 106.5 and 107.2 FM. So, I wonder if the lads down there, ACR, are aware of that. They broadcast with around about 100 watts power on FM, and the address is 77, I think it is, either 77 or 72. 77 will go for Main Street in Arklow. The transmitter site is near Roadstone, which is near the jetty on the pier. And information from locals. Broadcasting times are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The music type is mixture of disco, popular music and country music. They also broadcast on 239 meters medium wave with around about 100 watts. Station has a few presenters, of course, well, I would think it would do, and the phone number is 0402, that's 9728, that's 0402-9728. Some of the stations audible down there in Arklow are Medium Wave, Sunshine, Energy, West, Q102, Radio 2, and WLCB, which is Wicklow Local Community Broadcasting, on 1602 kHz. They've had a lot of problems, actually, that station, so hopefully they're now back on the air again. Hang on, 1574 kilohertz these days, not 1602. Not as good as apparently as 1602 is the report, with low modulation. And also, Thomas gives comments about some of the stations, which we won't read out. All nice comments, I hasten to add, but that's just a bit pushed for time at the moment, so we should just give you the bare facts this morning. All the above inaudible after dark, and all vanish except sunshine, which is slightly audible on medium wave down there. Now then, a couple of questions, actually, Thomas wants to ask, so hopefully I can answer them. Is Q102's 819 transmitter at the KCR above a television store next to the Carphones Limited? If it isn't, where is it? Now, that's a question I wouldn't know. Maybe Captain West can enlighten us on that. Question number two is, how many watts is there with a distance of 500 metres and 250 metres? Bit vague question, that, Thomas. Not quite sure how to interpret that one, really. So leave that one for the time being as well. Pass on that one, I think. Unless you want to know how many watts is there with a distance of... definitely a strange question. Are there any special measurements needed for a dipole for transmission purposes? Oh, this is a great question. Will hangers work on with an inch or less between them? Well, yes, there is, Thomas. A special formula for calculating the electrical length, it's called, of your aerial. And I'd have to have the formula written down, but it's something to do with the frequency multiplied by something else. That'll give you the length of your aerial, and then you cut it to that length. And all being well, you can put it up and fire your transmitter up, and hopefully everything goes well. And there's something called an SWR, which is the standing wave ratio, which tells you the amount of power pushed out and the amount of power reflected back. And of course, when you're operating a transmitter, you want it to be efficient as possible. So as long as all the power's going out through the aerial, then no problem. But if it's not, and your aerial is the wrong size, then most of the power won't be able to get out, and that tends to heat up your transmitter and it'll go pop, to put it simply. So there is a special formula for calculating the length of your aerial. Where can I get stereo encoders? Well, I'll drop you a line about that. We have a few people who can make them and supply them. And would it be possible to answer these questions on air, which I have done? And Mr. Sky wants to know, keep up the good work. Oh, Mr. Sky wants to know about the dipoles, whoever Mr. Sky is. Thank you, Thomas, for your letter. Not the better off of that one, thank you, indeed. We shall hopefully try and wade through some of your questions at a later date as well, when I can get round to them. And also we'll drop you a line off about people supplying equipment as well, It's 17 minutes away from 12 now on Sunday morning, and it's the Anorax programme, of course, from Radio West on 765 kilohertz. I'll say a very good morning to everybody listening to us, relayed by other stations this morning on WABC, and maybe there's one or two other people as well who are relaying us, maybe even on shortwave. I've realised one name just escapes me at the moment. Not Rainbow, but the other one. Not Riverside either. I'll think about that in the next 5 minutes. Now then, one letter from Cummer in Toome, County Galway, says, "Dear Sir, I'm writing to give you some information from the Connacht region of Ireland. Toome Festival Radio is on the air from 2 till 7pm on 96 FM in Mono for the duration of the Toome Festival, which is the 26th of July till the 10th of August. Emerald Radio in Galway have new jingles." So they haven't closed down, apparently. They have new jingles called Serving the West Coast of Ireland. This is Emerald Radio. Very nice too. "And have increased broadcasting hours. They're now on the air from 8:30am till 6:30pm. And they announced that they're broadcasting from June till September. Presentation is excellent." It sounds a bit like they're broadcasting during the school holidays somewhere. I don't say anything about that, though. "Most noticeable of the DJs is a guy called Tony Henry, ex-Atlantic Sound and WLS, who presents the morning programme. Frequency is still 97.5 in good old Pilotone stereo. Claire Morris, a person called Eamon Kelly, has been busy relaying BBC Radio 2, I think, is it? Just about hit the writing. And also Ulster as well, and Longford on FM as well. He recently lent the transmitter to the one festival, I think, in the Kiltmach Festival, who did something with it on KCR, and which a number of ex-DJs of the now defunct Happy Radio FM, which used to broadcast from Claire Morris, joined the early months of this year. According to an article in the Phoenix magazine, the gospel station in Dublin is CC Radio, and Noel gives us some information about that and sends us in the article as well from Phoenix magazine. Thank you very much for that. Signal 102 from Athlone gets into Toome on the car radio fairly clearly in most days. On something or other, non-stop music station heard on 1550 kilohertz, I think it is. Is it 1550 kilohertz? This may be Big L testing down there from Limerick. It's surprising that with the excellent with the exception of Radio Lumney, no station from around the Tipperary, North Cork, West Cork, Limerick region gets into the west. During the freak weather conditions one Saturday morning, last he picked up KIT FM on 105 approximately. I think it's something like 104.6 or 4.8. And also Limerick Station on 97, which, if I just grab my bit of paper from a while ago, I'll find that in a second, and I'll just give you some information about what that station could be from Limerick, broadcasting on 97 FM. Here we go. 97 FM from Limerick could be City Centre Radio on 97.3, so that could be the one that you've picked up down in the west, Noel. And just finishing off your letter now, also picked up Radio West on 100.1 megahertz, which would have been the last under normal station, even though we're not, Bradley. Sorry about the something or other, but I'm pushed for time. Must have been the writing then. Sorry about that, Noel. Fumbling through your letter there, but great to have the news from that area of the island, and please write again sometime. Actually sends us in the report of the gospel station from the Phoenix magazine, which is quite interesting. So, news from the Galway area this morning comes from Toome, and thank you, Noel, for your letter once again. Hope you can write sometime soon. It's 12 and a half minutes away from 12, and we're trying to give out some of the news this week of the stations in and around Ireland. Looking out of Ireland for the time being, around to the ships out in the North Sea over there in England. Well, not in England, but off England. Radio Caroline, staff of the ship, Ian Akers, or is it Akers these days? John Dwyer and Tony Christian have just been replaced at the moment by John Lewis and Dave James, the lineup was fairly steady during the week, and Barry tells me in Blackpool that they've had a couple of new presenters on at the moment as well. So apparently they're also up doing some repairs on the aerial this morning as well. So rather them than me, fellas, I can tell you, because climbing up that rather big aerial, I think it's some ridiculous height, and especially out at sea. So what they have to do is, of course, wait till it goes calm, and they have to be in daylight hours, of course, and so they have to go off the air for a couple of hours. So it's nice to know they're continuing to maintain the boat and that kind of thing as well. And we should be giving you some information about them as well as some of the other ships in just a moment. But all things well with Caroline at the moment. And some of the other ships not broadcasting at the moment, we should be giving you some information about those, the laser ship and other ones forecasted too. Meantime, on the Anorak's programme, time for a bit of music, this time from Anita Baker. With Anita Baker, that's a drop of sweet love with this morning. Goes down well any day, I think. It's coming up to 7.5 minutes away from 12 now. Just time to squeeze in a few more letters and some of the news from around the radio world. Actually, I believe Paulie was trying to get through to us on the phone there. Paulie Shaw, good morning to you. If you fancy trying again one more time on 044-41694, I don't know whether we have a problem at this end or your end or whatever happened, but there was nobody there when I picked up the phone, so why not try again if you can do. Thank you very much indeed. Right, just a bit of news about the ships now. No news from Spain about the Nanal, which is the new ship supposedly to occupy Stereo Hits 576, which is the new offshore station to complement Caroline. All from Harwich about the Communicator, which was the laser ship that used to be Laser Radio 558. And what a great station that was. So sad to see it gone this summer as well. You don't half miss it. In Holland, the Magna Maria, which was the old Radio Paradise ship, which only lasted a couple of months, actually. They used to broadcast on 1107 kHz around about 5 years ago, and they were abruptly interrupted when, well, a Liverpool pirate opened up on the same channel, but also they were pinched by the Dutch authorities for allegedly broadcasting within territorial limits. But there's been an awful big court case about it, and it's been going on for 5 years now, so they're just about up to eyebrows in legal documents and that kind of thing as to whether they were broadcasting within territorial limits or not. And anybody who knows anything about the offshore bits and pieces at all will know that it's an easy thing to prove, but it can be very difficult sometimes. So we should wait for further interesting details about that one, as we have been waiting for the last 5 years. So that's news about the ships at the moment, really. Everything going well on Caroline at the moment, on 963 kHz, which comes in fairly well during the darkness hours, and of course if you have a loop aerial. And if you're extra specially dedicated and you got a lot of patience, you can actually pick up 558 frequency as well, which is on 558, of course, the old laser frequency, which is the top 40 service, I suppose you could call it, at Caroline during the daylight hours. I think you'd get it no problem at all if you can manage to get out the spatter of RTE. It's 5 minutes before 12 o'clock. Any news on the phone system?
Yes, and I've been flat out.
You're out of breath.
I haven't got a cup of tea at all. I see people called at the door. Another fellow ringing looking for directions from Athlone, how to get here, and didn't know where he was.
Oh, dear.
Didn't know where the Dublin Road was out of Athlone. So when you get into that sort of category, it's quite hard.
What's happening then?
What's happening then is Paddy is actually getting cut off for a second Sunday in a row.
Oh,
and,
dear.
Ricey, our traditional man, took the call and then went in to you, I think.
That's right.
The phone,
I picked up the phone and it got the engaged tone, yeah.
So Paddy, get on to your nice operator there and explain the situation. And we might be able to squeeze in. There's 7 minutes to go, is that right?
5 minutes to go.
5 minutes to go. Yeah. We might be able to squeeze him in before the end of the programme. And did our phantom ring today? I suppose the phones are busy. You didn't get.
Well, I didn't. I haven't answered the phone.
It rang me last Sunday.
I believe so. I do just need to talk to this fella.
What?
I'd be interested to talk to this fella. I really would.
No, he frightened me last Sunday.
Did he? Oh, the phone's ringing.
The phone rings.
Go on.
No, actually, somebody else taking that just in case it's not for us.
Right. A letter in from Jonathan Villalley, kind of Healy's Flats, 4 Main Street, Athlone, County Westmeath. Says, enjoy the programme, etc., etc., and wants to say hello to Bob Gallico as well. And there's just a question I was going to ask you about that, but he's run off again. Come back. County West, any chance of bringing the road show down to Athlone to do a show? Well, I shall ask him. I was about to ask him then, but he's run off. Obviously something more important at the moment, so whatever's happening, we shall await further details on that. Quite interesting letter during the week, really. He says, looking in the envelope to find it's empty. Oh, there it is. Now then, reception report in from Thorsten Schmidt of Grütreder 10, D2359, Kisdorf in West Germany. Actually, it picked us up on 765 kHz, which is a nice reception report, giving us a SINPO, which is the International Radio Reporting Code, which is quite interesting, really. If you ever fancy dropping a line to a station saying how well you've picked them up, then the SINPO code is the recognised way of doing things. It's signal, interference, noise, propagation, and overall listening. The signal is the, if you ever have one of those needles on your sets, 1 to 10, then you put mark out of 5. Interference is the amount of interference encountered. Noise is the amount of background noise, of course. Propagation is the amount that it fades in and out. And overall is a general estimation of the actual quality of the signal. And the gentleman Thorsten gives us a 32232 SINPO code for picking us up in West Germany.
That was Pat Doyle, all the way from Arklow in County Wicklow. And he was saying that there's Not a lot to report in the Wicklow scene. There's two stations there.
Did you not hear that letter?
Obviously, they see we're flying around the phones now. This chap actually did. He said, we were belting into there. It was a Pat the Roche. He said he's not a regular listener to the programme, but he listens whenever he can. So obviously, he's listening today. I also had a call from Pat down in that's Pat Callaghan, down in Ballinasloe. Now, Pat filled me in on the Ballinasloe situation. Pat lives about 5 miles to Portumna side of Ballinasloe. And he was saying that the new radio station, in actual fact, I have the phone number, but I just have left it somewhere else, so I'm not going to fly since we have very, very little time. And he was telling me he lives about 5 miles from Ballinasloe, and when the Athlone or the Ballinasloe station came on the air, it didn't even move the meter on his radio, and he was saying he could pick us up on 4 or 5 different FM frequencies, Radio West, and Mullingar was stronger than Athlone, but he'd no problem receiving either one of them. And
just about Athlone, actually, where we got.
He rang the station and he said, hello, I'm receiving this on 1386. And they said yes. And he said, well, you're not really getting out very strong since I only live 5 miles from Ballinasloe. So they reckon they'll be testing for the next couple of weeks. We're on last Thursday and Friday. And he cannot receive them on FM. So maybe Pat lives in a hole in or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Go ahead, sir.
There's I'll just quickly mention about this new station.
You're doing a lot of fumbling today.
Broadcasting from Enfield on 107.35, which is actually the highest FM channel logged in Ireland yet.
Well, you didn't go to Longford. Where did you go to Longford?
Oh, well, that's a harmonic, though. I mean, an actual channel on broadcasting.
It is
thought that one of the investors from a big Dublin station is behind this name. Oh, I won't reveal.
Rumours like that going around again.
I won't reveal.
Believe any rumours like that.
I've actually got the phone.
Like 3 years ago, every news station that starts in Dublin, and Chris Carey was supposed to be behind it. And it was a laugh, the whole situation. Like, if you wanted to get news and publicity and good feeling going around the station, you kind of told all your chocks, and Chris Carey is behind the station, you know? And everybody got all excited.
And deluded.
And deluded.
Right, okay. Well, actually, just somebody, you go on about Arklow. The rumour to have harmonics all over the band. I won't read the frequencies out again, but... was a gentleman concerned from Arklow Radio, was he?
He wasn't.
Just a listener, was he?
Pat Doyle is the chap's name.
Right.
And Pat, in actual fact, just kind of said, well, everything is okay here, everybody is working away, and there's nothing really strange to report. I don't know, know the details, what the details actually meant.
Fine. That's about it then, as far as time.
Did we run our commercial there for Phoenix Communications?
We did. Yes, we've managed to cover all the letters this morning, with a weekly report as well, and all sorts of other interesting things have been put in as well, incorporated in the programme. So thank you very much indeed. Nice to be back again.
Right.
We'll see you all next week.
You're looking well. You didn't do it a shave.
Well, I could do, yeah. But this is radio, you know, not television now. Come on.
I
don't know, it's probably makeup before I
come. A real pirate.
Good morning.
Right, good morning. We'll see you all next
week. Write to us during the week. Let us know what's happening. Bye. All means, we want your letters.
Patrick Street, Mullingar, County Westmeath.
Or just Radio West Mullingar, I guess.
Radio West Brilliant. Island, indeed.
That's right. Pretty sure. I know.
Thank you.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'll see you all next week. Bye bye.
Fulgis, Jock, good morning, good afternoon, good day, good night, whatever time of the day it is, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to Killylaw Tira. Right through on till 3 o'clock today here on Radio West. Thanks again for the huge bag of posts, lots of requests, and little mentions of what's on here and there and everywhere else. Looking out through the studio window this morning, or today, or... It's really fantastic, and it looks as if the weather is going to really take up and things are looking up for everybody. So we might be able to get the old turf home after all from the bog. You'd never know. Now, news about different new releases and things like that as well. But of course, very, very important. Today, if you're interested in going out and about and you're interested in a good bit of Irish music, well, the place to head along to is a little place called Cadieu in Boyle in County Roscommon, because that's where the O'Carolan Harp Festival is on this weekend, and they're hard at it down there, as I say, with concerts and Cayley's music recitals, exhibitions, open-air cabaret lectures, pageants, and of course, the highlight, the All-Ireland Harp Competition with a prize fund of £1,000 sponsored by Arigna Fuels. And of course, also, don't forget, if you're interested in door dancing, I was telling you about that last week, the door dancing competition for solo dancers in the traditional style, that's on down there in Cadieu, in Boyle and County Roscommon, the O'Carolan Festival. And what better way to start off the programme today than with the Chieftains and Carolan's Concerto.
Very much indeed. Mina Mahogav, one of the great chieftains, probably the greatest chieftains of lot, with the O'Neills of Ulster. They have a great war march, tremendous tune called O'Neill's March. Let me play with you now.
Believe it or not, that's a wrong label on the record there. So what we're going to do is we're going to flip it over, because the A side and the B side labels are confusing. So what should have been Carolan's Concerto could be coming up now, and our engineer is busily at it at the moment. So there you go. It's not our fault. We better check that one with the LP. So let's have a listen now to what should be Carolan's Concerto.
Probably one of the tunes that made Carolan famous was a very nice piece that he wrote in honor of Mrs. Power. And they must have had something going together, because it's a really great tune. And it was later named Carolan's Concerto.